Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Tina Bakehouse is with us. She's the Outreach and Communications Coordinator for Golden Hills Resource Conservation and Development over there by Oakland. Tina, good morning.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you as well. It's always great talking with you at KJM.
Yeah, always fun to talk about some neat things going on around the area. And I know that the folks over there at Golden Hills, yourself included, helping to really kind of coordinate some more outreach programming here lately. And you've got plenty of things coming up here soon.
We really do. We just finished the Southwest Iowa Art Tour, which was very successful, and we are diving into the latter part of September and already thinking October and beyond for some other great events.
Yeah, this is a great time of the year for these types of things as folks get out of all that vacation stuff that they were doing over the summer. The kids are back in school. We're looking for some more kind of fun things to do to enjoy some of the best weather of the year now here in the fall.
That's absolutely right. And so we've developed a really exciting ghost town bike ride, which would be on the Wabash Trace and starting in Malvern. And so if you like to ride your bike, it's not a long, long ride. It's from Malvern to Imogene. And so it's a cool way to explore nature, but also to have the spooks and embrace the different ghost towns that we have in Southwest Iowa. So we start with going to the Mystery Manor there in Malvern and touring that. You can meet us there at 12 and kind of explore, and then the guided tours at 12:30. And then at 1 o'clock, we head on the Wabash Trace. If you opt out of the haunted house part, you can just meet us at 1. And then we stop at four different towns along the way, which include White Cloud, Lawrence, Strand, and Solomon. And then we end at Imogene. And at each of those stops, we'll have something kind of fun to do where you'll get off your bike, and then you can get back on. And the total miles is about 13 miles from Malvern to Imogene, and then at Imogene we'll do a church tour, and then from there you can opt to ride back, or you can take a hayrap ride back on the trace. And so it's kind of a cool experience, and then at the end you'll come back to Malvern and we'll do a storytelling event with a couple storytellers, and we're still deciding where to host that, but it's a lot of fun, very family friendly, and you can certainly reach out to us, either call me or Lance, so Tina Bakehouse, at Golden Hills RC&D, and that number is 712-482-3029, or you can check our website at goldenhillsrcnd.org to register. And the ride itself is $10, and if you want to do the hayrack ride, it's $15. It's sort of a fundraiser for Golden Hills as a nonprofit. We want to keep functioning and doing cool things, and we thought a ghost town bike ride would be a cool way to do that.
You bet. And that's for everybody. You don't have to be a professional rider.
That is exactly right. That's why we thought 13 miles was kind of not as scary as we know Ragbri. Those can be anywhere from 55 to 80 plus miles, and that's pretty daunting.
Yes, it is. It can be. Well, now, talking about the outdoors, too, you mentioned you have a birding class coming up.
That's right. We have Birding 201 with Nick, a biologist, experienced birder, and it's at a classroom at Macedonia City Hall on 322 Main Street, and that's October 14th at 7:30 in the morning, where you'll need to bring your binoculars, so you'll do a classroom experience and then actually go out birding around the Botany Bend area. And so you can register for that online with www.mycountyparks.com. And you can also, if you prefer to call a number to register, it's 712-545-3283.
Excellent. And that, again, that's open for anybody. You don't have to have any prior knowledge to enjoy that.
That is correct. And so you get to learn from a biologist and experienced birder and then really embrace it. I know that during the Lutzel Heritage Week, this upcoming week, there's Birding 101, and you can find out about that by checking our Golden Hills webpage, or you can just, you know, Google Lutzel Heritage Week, and it lists in its entirety all of the different events that we have with museums, wineries, and various other events.
Excellent. Well, and you bring up Les Hills Heritage Week. I know we visited with that a few weeks ago, but it is meant to be an event that could gather up a lot of people with a lot of different interests.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the Birding 101 is Saturday, September 30th, if you're interested in that, with a field guide. And so you can register for that as well. And, yes, it has a music festival with the Lust Hills at Blackburn's Green Hollow Center in Thurman, Iowa. There's an art show at the Art Church in Malvern. And there's just a lot of other things, a wildlife film viewing at DeSoto. So you can check on that website with Lust Hills Heritage Week and find something that you like. It's really family-friendly as well. A lot of the events are free. And so that's from September 23rd through October 1st.
Excellent. Any other can't-miss things coming up?
Well, the last can't-miss thing, it's really short notice here, but it's Monday. September 25th is a ladies' night at Malvern for storytelling. I'll be one of the storytellers, but I'm bringing in a New York storyteller, and we're performing together with a three-course meal, and you just need to go ahead and call Classic Cafe and get your reservations. It's a great night to celebrate women with four women storytellers from Carroll, Iowa, Glenwood, Iowa, Hastings, Iowa, and Shenandoah.
Excellent. Obviously, if you're going to participate in the bike ride, you're going to need a bike. But
yes.
With everything else, it sounds like just bring yourself, bring your friends, bring your family.
That's exactly right. And just really embrace the Lust Hills, embrace Southwest Iowa, and embrace community. That's what it's all about with Golden Hills, is that we're trying to help community members acknowledge really what's in their backyard so that they can have time together with their families and friends and neighbors.
Yeah, we really do miss a lot rushing through life, don't we?
We do, and that's what's been the beauty with this new role that I have in Golden Hills, is just it's opened my eyes to what's available. There's just so much rich culture, history, art, nature, and we just need to take the time to embrace it and acknowledge it.
Well, and you grew up here in this area of Southwest Iowa, too. You're probably learning a little bit more about the area that you just took for granted so much when you were younger.
Absolutely. It's like when my sister, who lives in New York, has a Statue of Liberty right there. It's easy to not go visit it. And the same for me with Southwest Iowa, learning about Botany Bend and how there's bison and elk there and a frisbee golf place and all these other wonderful little gems that we have that are really inexpensive or free. And the Nishnabotna, lots of just different little hikes along West Hills. So, yes, this has been a great opportunity to not only meet some really amazing people, farmers, artists, and beyond, and just learn more and more.
And family-friendly. And I mean that from a pocketbook standpoint, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's very inexpensive with a lot of these different, like the art show and the film and lots of dinners and things like that. It's really just trying to get people together and to acknowledge that we have something really special. These Lust Hills are only here and in China, and Iowa has something to offer, and we need to really take advantage of it.
You bet. Tina, how do you see this playing out in the long term? As an outreach coordinator, someone who's trying to reach a lot of people, I assume it's always, all these events are open to everyone, and you're trying to reach as many folks as you can, but do you see yourself building a bit of a following amongst folks, too? Do you expect over time you'll see some people who are kind of like fans of Golden Hills RC&D and the things that they do, and they just kind of do most everything that you do?
Well, that's what my hope is. I mean, that's sort of what my goal is to communicate who we are, what we do, and to develop some incredible experiences that connect people together. There's this whole idea of rural placemaking, and that is where we want to get cool events, food, nature, art, blend all these cool things together to bring people together, sort of like the Avoca Longest Table, where we had live music. We had a five-course meal and got to sit with people that were strangers, but by the end of it became friends, and it really was a lovely evening. And so that's my hope, is that blending arts and agriculture, history, and connecting people, and to get people aware that we're an organization that does care. It's all possible. And if you have any thoughts, ideas of how to, enhance your own community. I know that Atlantic has its 150th century celebration coming up. Golden Hills is a great resource. We do find grants and funding, and we love to support communities. That's really based on how we got started in the 70s. It's all about helping rural Iowa just be a better place for the Iowans and to bring in tourism.
And if they'd like to know more, how can they find out the details?
Well, if they'd like to know more, they can either check out our website, which is www.goldenhillsrcnd.org, or they can just give us a call at 712-482-3029, or we'd love to see you. We're here located in Oakland off of Highway 6, just on the main drag, and we're really close to Dairy Queen. So if you've driven by, we're on the left-hand side there. We tend to get missed in the little bits of trees there, but we're right before the Dairy Queen on the left-hand side. We'd love to have you just walk in and talk to us.
Excellent. Tina, thank you so much for the time. Good luck with the programming.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. It's always great to talk with you.